I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, parents, let's have a talk. Let's have a sit down here.
Hi.
And talk about a kid show.
Is it The Talk?
No, it's not The Talk.
Okay,
no,
good.
No. Whew. Did you see Sesame Street? It's celebrating 50 years on TV.
Okay.
What a milestone. I'm like, you know what? Sesame Street taught us all about the letter of the day and the number of the day and
not
how to count. No?
We didn't have that channel.
How to eat cookies.
How to be a grump. Tom,
whoa. You did watch that show.
I did not. That's why I'm grumpy. I didn't have Sesame Street
Grouch.
As a kid.
One.
We came home, and you know what's amazing is Hulk apparently watched it and didn't learn a thing.
He learned how to say one.
Yeah. But I'm like, I didn't have that option. We didn't have Batman after school or Gilligan's Island. I had a friend down the street who had cable, but my parents didn't have cable.
Yeah, we didn't either.
I liked Snuffleupagus.
The big elephant. Bigfoot's friend.
Big bird.
Yeah, but they celebrate.
That's not like Eeyore.
Yeah.
We had
like
Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Friday
you
night.
Know, Oscar the Grouch has been living in that inner city trash can for 50 years. And surely, you know what? He could have saved enough money by now to get out of that trash can. He moved to the suburbs. Oh,
nobody would hire him.
Suffering from mental illness or something.
Nobody. Has gotten Cookie Monster, like, staged an intervention for his cookie addiction.
That's all he eats. I'm surprised he's still living and has teeth.
Well, that's true.
I've never seen his teeth.
But, you know, it is kind of funny, though, Heidi. You mentioned your favorite was Snuffleupagus on that show. Not my favorite at all.
Okay, Doc. What was your favorite?
Well, I like Ernie and Bert. Yeah. I thought they were kind of cool.
They were Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
I like Grover. Thought he was cool. But they ask people their favorite characters on Sesame Street. I disagree with the part of this list.
Oh, I bet you do.
What's the number one loved puppet on Sesame Street?
Big Bird.
No.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster, Kato.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm going to say
Monster.
Elmo.
Nope, Tom, you were wrong. See, and that's where it gets weird for me because number two on the list was Elmo.
Right.
Elmo's annoying.
He is annoying, man.
Yeah. I'm like, now these are people ask about their favorite characters. I'm like, if you would understand it if kids were saying Elmo's their favorite. But these are adults saying what their favorite was growing up watching the show.
Well, they're looking back and they're having great memories and Cookie was number one to them.
I know, but Elmo being number two.
Well, you think it should be number one?
I'll be honest, I don't remember when I was young watching Sesame Street.
Well,
I don't
remember Elmo. You were like me. You didn't have cable.
No, it came on ETV. It wasn't on cable.
We didn't get no ETV.
Yeah, we did. That's the educational channel.
Television.
We got that. But I don't remember Elmo when I was young. So I think he came in later.
He's got the weird laugh.
He was being tickled.
But you know, the kids, oh, yeah, there you go. Tickle me, Elmo. My kids watching that, not anymore, but when they were little, they would watch it over and over. Let's see that episode again.
Yeah.
Let's paint a picture.
That's why Oscar was a grouch, because of Elmo.
Okay. And you know what? We got to do this. Let's take this opportunity. Heidi, Cookie Monster.
Cookie, I like Cookie.
No.
Cookie.
I don't know.
Cookie. Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
Sounds just like Tom.
Okay.
No.
Number two on the list, Elmo.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know Elmo.
That's Tickle Me Heidi.
Whoa, horsey. Whoa. Okay.
She's funny. She does it just right.
Perfect.
The favorites characters, number three on the list was?
Big Bird.
Big Bird, yes.
Big Bird. I'm Big Bird. I'm good at these.
Okay.
So I don't think you've ever seen the show.
All right. Oscar the Grouch was number four.
I'm Oscar. No, I'm Tom. Call me Tom.
I don't know how it goes.
Give me a cheese ball. Tom, do Oscar the Grouch.
I have not seen it.
Oh, that's perfect.
Right. Yeah, gosh, I thought he was in the room.
Oh, man.
Grover was number five on the list.
Grover.
Super Grover.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Okay. The count was number six.
One.
Six.
Well, how do you start a motorcycle again, man? One.
Okay.
And then Bert and Ernie came in last.
Ernie.
Why do you think Bert and Ernie were last?
I don't know.
I think there's a little discrimination going on there.
Rubber ducky, you're
the one. Yeah, I like that one. Rubber ducky, you're
now,
the
if
one.
You play this game, do it after you've been drinking a couple. It's a lot more fun.
And
drinking.
With someone who's seen the show before.
Yes. No, it's best if you hadn't.
Yeah. That's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.